from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The vision for Lamar Jackson, and it's a vision, it's something you see it like it's already happened. You can see it like it's already been done. The victory has already been won when you pour into a vision. And the vision that we have together is that Lamar Jackson is going to become and be known and be recognized as the greatest quarterback ever to play in the history of the National Football League. That's the vision, all right? It's going to happen by Lamar, his work ethic, and his brilliant talent.
John Harbaugh fired up about Lamar Jackson. Fired up. Ravens camp opened up. In the break, I asked Nate a question that John Harbaugh was not one of the answers to.
Ah, interesting.
So I had my member guest. I was the guest, not the member. So I was participating in the member guest at Tri-County Country Club this weekend. A lot of fun. And at the dinner on Saturday, a bunch of us are at the table, like a dozen of us. Most of us know each other. And we're talking about, of course, the Bills. Who comes up? Sean McDermott, right? McDermott comes up first. And someone asks me, like, let's do an exercise. How many coaches in the league would you take? This is sports bar radio talk right here. Sports bar fan talk. How many coaches in the league right now would you take over Sean McDermott? And you guessed my answer was? How many?
I said 5.
So they did it one by one before I got to my number.
Okay.
I might have guessed it was going to be lower. You know how many I ended up with? 10.
So double digits.
John Harbaugh was not one of them, by the way.
A third of the league.
John Harbaugh was not one of the coaches I said it would take over Sean McDermott. John Harbaugh, I don't know. I think they get a lot of credit for how smart they are. And I don't know how smart you are when you had no... You actively held your quarterback back for 4 years, never throwing the ball, running him into 300-pound linemen at one after another, no wide receivers, just couldn't believe how bad they were at how to use Lamar Jackson. Last year, they finally threw the ball, and where they end up, AFC Championship game, as far as they've ever been. Harbaugh wasn't one of them. Do you want to know the coach in the league that I said I would take over McDermott today that got people the most angry? Like someone almost got up and walked away from the table. Bad.
Who could that be?
I don't know that you'll ever get it, because I think he also might be one of the most forgotten coaches in the league right now. Not even forgotten, just you might go, oh yeah, he's a coach in the league right now. You asked if I took Kevin O'Connell over McDermott.
Yes.
I did. I'm going to have a very massive bias towards offensive-minded guys, though.
Of course. Of course.
But I will tell you that the one guy I said I would take over McDermott that I think got the most, okay, you don't, you're, what are you doing? Was the only non-offensive head coach I said yes to.
Interesting.
Who's the one non-offensive head coach that I said I would take right now over Sean McDermott? Which, by the way, I don't even think that's much of a criticism, because what I'm saying by that is saying, for defensive-minded coaches, he's number two in the league for me right now. Like, D'Amico Ryans would be up there, but he's only done that for 1 year.
Yep.
And who else is defensive? Tomlin. I would take, we had this argument on Friday, I would definitely take McDermott
Dan
over
Campbell.
Tomlin.
No, he's not defensive. Really.
Dan Campbell's not really either, though, right?
No.
He doesn't really run the offense or the defense.
No, but did you take Campbell?
He's a CEO.
Did you say you
take
Campbell?
I did take Dan Campbell.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah. Forgotten about coach.
Best defensive coach in the league right now.
Best.
Could it be McDermott?
Best defensive coach in the league.
I said one guy over McDermott, and that's it. Not a proven track record guy at all. That might have been the biggest problem.
Oh, okay.
In fact, he hasn't coached a game in the league yet. I picked Mike McDonald in Seattle. How bad is that? Is that bad? I think that dude is brilliant for some of the defensive stuff he's done. He's very young. He might be new McDermott for me, but he's 20 years younger. Isn't he like 33? He's very young. That was the one that got people the most upset. More than Mike McDaniel, who I also said yes to. But nobody's surprised by that, right? That I would say yes to Mike McDaniel right now.
That's not a surprise.
No, I like Mike McDaniel a lot. We also, man, the Dolphins, beyond the McDonald point, because it's just kind of, you know, the McDaniel Miami track here is really leading towards he's going to get scapegoated, and it's not even his fault. If they pay Tua and they have a bad year, or they just fall short of expectation, and Tua's been paid, who's going? It's going to be the coach.
Yeah.
That's why, if you're the Dolphins, man, you cannot pay Tua. Not yet. You got to see what this year looks like. You don't even have to do it right now. But I think they're going to. And I hope they do, because I don't want McDaniel to be their head coach. Is McDermott to you the best defensive coach in the league, though, right now? How many would you put above him?
Best, like, defensive head coach?
Sure, yeah. Could he be number one for that right now?
Yeah.
Better than Robert Saleh?
Yeah.
You would put him above McDonald?
Yeah.
He isn't coaching the game yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Better than D'Amico Ryans?
Yes. At least for right now.
Better than Belichick?
Well, Belichick's not in the league, so I don't have to make that decision or that choice, but...
Belichick's going to inside the NFL.
Yeah.
If you honestly thought that was going to be your choice, then
Belichick?
You would take Belichick over
if
McDermott.
If you asked
no,
me right now today,
I would not take Belichick.
Belichick or McDermott, it's McDermott 10 times out of 10. Today.
Me too.
Today.
I don't want... One, I haven't seen Belichick in years. Well, I guess he's put together good defenses. Just so archaic offensively. Belichick, what comes with Belichick is he's going to retire in 3 years, and then I get one of his subordinates to take over as coach, and I don't want a Belichick coach tree guy to take over
yeah.
in 3 years. That
yeah.
sounds horrible.
Sounds terrible.
He's the worst coach tree in the league, historically. Belichick, inside the NFL, how many things is he signing up for? He's going to be on the Manning cast.
Yep.
He's going to be on Inside the NFL, which I learned is on CW now.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
He's going to be on the Pat McAfee show once a week.
Yep.
He's getting into the media game.
Good for him.
Yeah.
We're going to see the version of Bill Belichick we saw during the Tom Brady roast.
Which was not that bad. Quick call before we hit a break. DJ in Lockport is first up. What's up, DJ?
Hey, what's up, man? Hopefully I'm not off track here. I kind of just jumped on and started listening. But listening about this Mike McDaniel scapegoat, I totally agree with you. If they fire Mike McDaniel, I would literally fire McDermott that day and back a Brink truck up to get that guy into Buffalo. I feel like he, with Josh Allen as his quarterback, I think he's brilliant. I think he would win a Super Bowl in this for the Bills immediately. Not only the first year, but I think he's just an absolutely brilliant, young-minded head coach. And if he had a guy like Josh Allen as his QB, it would be an amazing sight to see as a Bills fan. I think he's just brilliant. So I mean, if they would be dumb enough to scapegoat that guy for Tua Tagovailoa, I would be in a heartbeat trying to get him into Buffalo. So, I mean, I like Joe Brady and all, but I think Mike McDaniel is on another level when it comes to just offensive mind, skill set, all that stuff. I think he would be an amazing pickup for this team, but I don't think it's going to happen. But I felt, you know, compelled to call in because I think it's that that big of a disparity offensively with him coming to this team. It would be amazing, absolutely amazing. So, but I'll hang up and listen, man. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, DJ. I'm very much the same. I'm very high on McDaniel overall. I would agree with you. Like, if it ever lined up where the Bills needed a head coach and he was available, I couldn't tell you how badly I'd want him. I do not think, though, they're ever doing what you just said. They're never firing McDermott to hire McDaniel.
Yeah, I
don't think they're ever firing McDermott in the first place.
Also agree.
And if they're doing it, they're not doing it for offensive whiz kid. At least I don't think. I also don't, again, I don't think this is really happening anytime soon. Maybe they'll win the Super Bowl before that happens. 803-0550 is the phone number. Training camp is coming up on Wednesday. That was Getting Connected with Our Fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.